You're listening to the Brooklyn Power Trip.
You. What do you do?
What's goody, man?
Another day at the office. Yeehaw.
Yep. I know how that feels.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, this is my last day off before I go back to that shit, so.
Ready to have the time of your life at work tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow I actually, I'm working in my new department now, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. It's actually less work than you would think. Like, I thought it would be more, but it's just, I would say it's more a little, like, manual labor, but in terms of, like, stress about, like, other people's stuff, yeah, you don't got no worries about that.
No, and then worry about your own business. That's what it is.
Yeah, the coach is cool as fuck, too. Like, she'll tell you, like, all right, you gotta go stock this department, this, and this. You take a top stock car, that's it. You good.
Yeah.
You finish, go back, get the other shit, pack out more, that's it. It's easy, bro.
Yep.
And I'm getting paid more for that shit, and I'm getting my full time. Shit, sounds like I made a great fucking decision.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just waiting for my, once my schedule gets fully, like, into, like, you know, the full time stuff, I think we could honestly go back to the regular showing people.
Yeah.
And RJ. Because I always start at 2 p.m. every day.
Yeah.
So like, the weekends are like the Friday and like the Sundays and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because lately, they asses, I guess, I don't know. I guess since I'm in the middle of leaving, they just want to give me whatever random bullshit shifts, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even though that's retaliation, but whatever. That's why they've been having me fucking working morning shifts in the fucking... The weekend, bro, you have no idea what I worked the past two weekends. Saturday, I worked 6 a.m., and then the next day, they had me coming at 7 a.m., bro.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, bro. I've never done that ever.
Yeah, they're trying to jerk you around, man.
Yeah, they shiesty. They're trying to do that just because of the fact that I'm leaving. Like, don't do me like that just because I'm leaving because you ain't want to give me the fucking full time. That ain't my fucking fault, right?
We're gonna fucking show him.
Mm-hmm. Like... But yeah, people, welcome back. We back with another week. You know what I'm saying? The Brooklyn Power Trip. Monty, RJ, Brooklyn Savage. You already know.
Yes, sir.
And, yeah, we got some things to discuss on this Tuesday. Beautiful morning.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to... actually, I need to tell you something I forgot to tell you last weekend. With my niece coming up from the city, it's been pretty... It was a pretty crazy, like, week. But, yo, congratulations to the new women's tag team champions.
Sonya Deville and
Chelsea Green, yeah.
Yep.
We've been talked about that for mad long. You know, they were gelling, and it looks like they finally got, you know, they finally got what they deserve, I think. I personally think so.
Right. Yeah, and me too. You know, I've been singing Chelsea's praises ever since she came back at the Rumble. So... And you and I have always liked Sonya Deville, so.
Yeah.
Like, even dating back to our old shows from like 2 years ago. We were always praising Sonya Deville. So, yeah, I mean, that's nothing new. Like, we've liked these two women for the longest now.
Yeah, I'm glad they got their shine now.
But, yeah, I'm glad too.
But yeah, people, it looks like Judgment Day runs all of WWE now. I thought it was just Raw and NXT, but like my man went to SmackDown too and beat Pete Dunne, so it's like,
yeah,
I don't know, man. He you can say what you want, people, but he's working. He's showing up. He's not backing down from the matches. Although I want to say, bro, yesterday watching and when Rhea accepted Sami Zayn's challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Finn Balor gave her the Oli look. That shit was so funny. He looked at her like, oh, really? You said yeah? Like,
yeah, but even Dom was looking, you know, was taken aback a little bit.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I guess they're gonna start planting the seeds there, I guess, for them to split up too. I'm just not ready for that. Just keep on riding the wave. There's no need to tease dissension.
Yeah, nah. To be honest, bro, since they had the contract signing and all that,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, people. It feels like Finn Balor's gonna have that thing over Seth Rollins where he may just can't beat him at SummerSlam. I feel like Finn may beat him just to further Judgment Day story going on right now.
Yeah, I think that's what's needed.
Yeah.
I think he has to, man.
They all have gold, and Damian Priest has the money in the bank. Come on, mm-hmm. people. Come on.
If you want to keep up, and if the plan is to make Damian Priest a babyface.
Right.
Down the line, right?
Yeah.
What way to do that? By having Finn Balor, who's smaller than him, continuously taunt him after a while. I'm the champion, you're not. Just holding the briefcase. You know what I'm saying? Like, after a mm-hmm. while, Finn Balor starts, you know, yapping off at the mouth, you know, throwing some shade, you know? And then it all could build to a moment where he just finally, you know, fuck you, fuck this. Gives him the south of heaven and fucking beats his ass and cashes in on him, you know?
Right. Exactly.
So, and also with the Dom and Rhea stuff, I was thinking about it last night. You know how me and you talked about it last week, how, you know, Rhea was scouting out Valkyria, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, her and Valkyria are going to have a match tonight on NXT.
Oh, really?
Yes, they are. Valkyria took a show up in an exclusive on, like, YouTube or, you know, an internet exclusive and challenged her to a match. So they're going to have a match tonight on NXT. But I was thinking, what if they do this, right? Because Rhea is super over. Besides, you know, whipping Liv Morgan's ass, because, you know, the fans, they still got mad love for Liv. And she whipped Liv's ass and fucking fucked up her shoulder last night. She got heat for that. But that aside, though, Rhea is popular, man. I was thinking, what better way to have Rhea bring in Lyra Valkyria into Judgment Day, right? Only for Lyra Valkyria and Dom to be hooking up behind Rhea's back.
Oh, shit.
And that would be... that would make Lyra Valkyria and fucking Dominic like big-ass heels for sure. That make Dom even more of a scumbag, right?
Yeah.
You're cheating on mommy with this girl. Like, I was just thinking, I was like, damn, man, that could be a good twist. I don't know.
That's cool though. That's typical Eddie Guerrero China like callback technically.
Yeah, when you think about it, yeah. It is.
It's perfect. I'm so glad we're here with that time. Triple H and Shawn Michaels, I see it. They like to do that here and there. And
yeah, you like a callback from back in the day.
Yeah, and we can honestly see and go, oh my god, like we saw that, like
mm-hmm.
But yeah, honestly, if you're right about that idea, like if you're right, if that plays out, there's nothing wrong with that, bro. Like,
no, it's because not.
Like I said, we just saw it, and with two more prominent superstars, like literally superstars. So I mean, and it's Dom, you know, it's cool. Like it's that they call him Latino. He can literally be like, yeah, I'm just like my real dad, Eddie.
Like, Dom Mysterio or Guerrero,
and then they boo him more. It'll work.
Yeah, he'll be a scumbag. Because people be like, how the hell can you do that to mommy? How the hell you can do that to Rhea? After everything Rhea's ever done for you, and you out here going behind her back
Literally clock Wesley to actually make him bleed. Like,
oh yeah, Wesley took a bump. He bled, bro. That's crazy.
Literally bled, and she won you the title. You gonna do her like that? You grimy.
I know, you grimy as fuck, and that would be the thing. And then, because me and you kind of talked about it last week, where we was talking about Valkyrie, and I'm like, I don't know if her being the cool bird lady is gonna get over on the main roster, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't have faith in that getting over. Not because she's bad, but I don't know if a main roster audience is gonna get into that. You know?
Yeah, you don't have trust. Yeah, you don't have trust in the. Yeah, right. The audience and like being like, oh, this is cool. We're gonna.
Because that's more of a mature, laid back like persona. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing fun about it for the kids. I mean, maybe girls might find her cool. Maybe. But I just don't know. I don't know. I think she'll have a connection problem. And I think, you know, her being involved in Judgment Day somehow, some way, even if it's with Dom down the line, I think that could be a good thing for her.
Yeah. So. And then when they fight, they're going to fight tonight, but it could show, like, hey, she can hang with, like, the best of the best.
Yeah. And Rhea's obviously going to beat her, but.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe Rhea be like, you know, I want you in Judgment Day. You know?
Yeah, I respect you. Like, we need another tough one like you.
Yeah.
And then she could be like the protege under her, and then, like, you know, the thing with Dom could be like, oh, you just wanted to use me. Da 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 da. Yeah, it's perfect. Honestly, it's perfect. Honestly, it's perfect. WWE fucking programming. I hate when people be complaining as if like. WWE haven't or hasn't been doing shit like this forever, you know? It's just, I hate that.
Right. Yeah.
I like that.
That was just a quick thought I had yesterday.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, Dominik took it for Sami Zayn.
Yep.
Thought it was all right. Thought it was all right, Matt.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. You know, you can tell Sami Zayn is kind of, you know, slowing down a little bit because Dom is still green. But he's still learning, still trying to get better. So, yeah, Sami Zayn, you know, kind of had the foot off the gas a little bit with this one. But it was all right. And Dom retained, got the win. Ciampa and Nakamura. We didn't talk about this last week. Why is Tommaso Ciampa out here? He's talking about some Nakamura. You better not get involved in my match. Bro, Nakamura had the match with Bronson Reed last week, and you came out and jumped on fucking Bronson Reed. It cost Nakamura the match.
Yeah.
He had every right to come out there and kick your ass tonight if he wanted to. Or last night. Man, who the fuck is Ciampa? But he told Nakamura.
He was balling, though.
Yeah, he was. He told Nakamura not to get in his match and was like, what? But bro, you did the same thing to him last week?
Yeah.
And yeah, Apollo Crews, you know, he showed up from the top missing persons list.
To fight Damian Priest.
Right. But Bronson Reed and Ciampa had the match, and the match was good. Oh, really man. Good match.
It was.
Oh, that spot where Ciampa fucking picked up Bronson Reed for the air raid crash. I'm like, bro. Ain't no fucking way. With your weak ass knees.
Yo, shout out to Bronson. At first he didn't get him, and then Bronson like kicked off, like he like did like a kick up off the floor, and then he like catapulted and he finally got him up, and bam, I was like, yo, my man Ciampa was balling. Yo, Bronson Reed, both those guys, I like both those guys. I know Ciampa should have been up there years ago, but under Vince it was just gonna go nothing but downhill. So
right,
good
right.
on Ciampa for at least holding out a little. But Bronson Reed, bro, he's not a Keith Lee. Let me get that out there first. He's not a Keith Lee. He's not a Dijak. But when he wants to, when the match goes longer, I see, or when he has like a lengthy match, he'll wow you with the one move, like off the world. Like, and I fuck with that. I definitely do fuck with that. He don't do it every match. It's special. He makes it special that even though he's a big guy, he's agile like that. I fuck with Bronson. I always loved him. I think the Titantron's the coolest thing out of everything that he has.
Yeah, with him walking through the city and shit like he's Godzilla. Yeah, he's
looking like Godzilla walking through like a town, like a city. Yeah, I love that. And his music goes perfectly with him. His music's cool too.
Yeah. I'm ready for war. I'm battle tested.
That be go hard, dude. He's cool. He's cool. I'm glad he returned. I know people were bitching that he left New Japan like months ago, but like, I'm glad. Triple H has not made him look like a joke.
No.
He may have lost a couple matches here and there, but listen.
But it's been a few far in between. It's not like he's been losing over and over again, you know?
Nah, yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, he lost, but like, it's like, most of them have come in like a triple threat matches anyways, so.
Yeah, well, he wasn't pinned, you know?
Right, exactly.
I think the only pinfall he actually really ate was the Chamber, and he lost to He lost the triple threat at Backlash.
Yeah, Theory. Right.
When Lashley speared Bronson Reed and Theory stole the win.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, they did have a good match.
They had a good match. Yeah, definitely. And Nakamura got involved a little bit.
Yeah, I glanced over Becky Lynch and the Zoe Stark match. I didn't watch it.
That was a good match.
Yeah.
It was a good match. And, you know, Becky Lynch gets Trish Stratus at SummerSlam now, so yeah. Cody got a promo on Brock.
Oh yeah, I'm talking about his mom. His mom didn't think he was that.
Right.
Yeah, like that.
Because she watched Terry Funk throw fireballs at Dusty and stuff like that. So yeah, that's was it phased by that. Liv cut a promo that was not good. I didn't think that promo was good, but she made up for it later on. She made up for it later on. I'll give Liv that. Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville was offended that Byron Saxton did not want to interview them. Instead, it was all about Rhea. It's all about Rhea.
I literally, bro, the funniest part about all that was like, right before they showed up, I'm like, why the fuck is Liv getting interviewed before the fucking champions?
Right.
And that's exactly what Sonya Deville said. I'm like, yes, exactly. I was like, exactly, bro. Like, what? I agree. It was so fun. And then Rhea came in and pressed them.
Yeah, pressed both of them. I think it was funny. And he was up out of there. And Rhea said her bit. And, you know, they went to have the match. Rhea Ripley just destroyed fucking Liv. Got a steel chair, stomped it on Liv's arm. You know, it was in between the seat and the latch. And fucking just stomped on it twice, and the officials were just useless. Those guys were useless.
Yeah, they did nothing.
They did nothing. They did nothing. Liv Morgan should be upset with the officials. They did nothing. They did nothing. So Liv is out. So the word is that Kevin Owens and Liv Morgan are both legit hurting now. Hasn't been no timetable on when they can return, but for now, they're out of action. That's going to suck for both of them. They're going to be out for SummerSlam. I mean, I guess we don't know yet, but SummerSlam is coming up. SummerSlam is next week.
That's crazy. That means, and they're not going to relinquish the tag titles?
Who? Oh, Zayn and Owens?
Yeah.
We got to find out what the extent of their injury is.
Hmm.
Owens.
Hmm. That's crazy.
But damn, who do you put those belts on, though?
I don't even know if you. I don't even know if you let them relinquish it.
The Usos are if he's gonna be gone for months at a time, man, you gotta have no choice.
You know what?
Damn, all my picks for being tag team, Alpha Academy would be a good choice right now. I ain't gonna lie.
I would say given to Imperium.
I don't know, man. I just think Alpha Academy's hot right now, man.
They are.
You got to reward your players, man. No offense to Kaiser and Vinci, but they have no momentum right now. They get beat every week, and that's WWE's fault. That's not Kaiser or Vinci's fault. That's WWE's fault for, you know, they have no momentum right now. At least American Alpha, or not American Alpha, Alpha Academy, they have momentum right now. A lot of momentum. So I would consider them. Pretty Deadly would have been my other choice.
Yeah, that's true.
But, because they're probably like the most winningest tag team on SmackDown.
Yep.
So, but yeah, that would have been my two choices. But obviously, Elton Prince is hurt. I don't know how long he's going to be hurt for, but
Yeah, everybody's getting hurt now.
Everybody's getting hurt. And it seems like shoulder, too. Shoulder, yep. Really? What the hell's going on?
Everybody got to watch out for the fucking shoulder.
Elton Prince, like Ridge Holland took a fucked up his shoulder.
Yeah.
Liv, shoulder. Liv. Kevin Owens, the shoulder. What the fuck is going on?
For real. It's the shoulder gate.
Good lord, something. Ricochet called out Logan Paul. Ricochet? I thought Ricochet did.
Yeah, he did. I
thought he did decent on the mic.
Yeah.
And Logan Paul. Logan Paul blindsided him. That was great. And then he got on live. That was great. I'm going to make you famous. Man, go touch some grass, you virgin. Ah, oh, man, he was pressing the fans. It was awesome. I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. Logan Paul is definitely, he's definitely catching on and everything.
Then he turned around and, well, bam.
Ricochet got him. Bam.
Rock this shit. That's going to be a really fun match to watch.
It is. SummerSlam. Definitely.
And the first win I think Logan Paul will get in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so, too. I think Ricochet is going to put him over. I wouldn't have this be a one-and-done thing, though.
Nah. Because I think if you give it more than one match, it makes Ricochet feel more.
Yeah. It makes Ricochet, especially, okay, let's say if Logan Paul cheats to win this, right?
Right.
That leaves the door open for a rematch because he cheated. That's why everybody, Wesley's buried. No, he's not. They cheated to beat him last week. The door is open for a rematch.
Let me explain something real quick, bro.
Right.
Wesley is, besides Melo and Braun Breaker, he's one of the most consistent superstars. Because I think he'll be a superstar. He'll be one of those dudes that goes to the main event, that goes to the main roster and win Mad Beta Card titles. He'll have like a Kofi Kingston type career. Beta Card championships to his name. I deadass believe that.
Me too.
He's not no world champion, I don't think, but he has a presence to where he can still be a champion and hold down a championship, and he did that with the North American Championship. And now people stop looking at things always with a negative sight. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I'm saying that is, let's be real. Now the North American Championship is on the main roster now. The title's being seen everywhere, not just in Florida. He was just at SmackDown, and he was on Raw, like, right before he won the belts. I'm pretty sure he's going to be there tomorrow. And who knows if he'll be there Friday. We don't know that, because I didn't expect him to be there Friday. I didn't expect him to just pop up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Dom will be on NXT tonight.
Exactly. So now the belt's being shown more places than just Florida.
I think Dom might lose the belt between tonight or this weekend. Honestly.
Oh, you think he's losing it that fast?
Yeah. That's why he's been defending it every night since he won it.
Yeah, I get that.
I think it's designed for him to get some quick defenses underneath his belt, and then he drops it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. At least.
Okay. I was just thinking, like, if they wanted to give him the belt so that way all Judgment Day all had gold, because I was thinking Finn Balor was going to win and they all had titles.
Maybe they do hold it off to after SummerSlam.
You know, but that would be a nice way to bring Wesley up.
Do I have him have a match at SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. He can perform on a big stage.
Yeah, he can. Wesley, look, Rey Mysterio cannot be the ultimate Odin the dog forever. At the center point time, he's going to have to retire. I think Wesley is a good candidate for that. I think Dragon Lee's another guy. Ironically, Dragon Lee and Wesley. Dude. Oh, did you see the video that they did, by the way, together online?
Nah.
Wesley and Rey Mysterio. Pretty much the same thing that Rey Mysterio did with Santos like a couple of months before they started like really doing stuff on TV together.
Yeah.
Where Rey Mysterio gave Dragon Lee his blessing to fight Dom, and he put him over and stuff like that in Spanish. So
that's what's up.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. I thought that was pretty cool.
That's what's up.
So Dragon Lee could be the one that beats fucking Dom.
I fuck with Dragon Lee. That's my boy.
I fuck with Dragon Lee too. I love
Dragon
Lee.
That's my boy, son.
And speaking of Dragon Lee, some quick AEW news here. Roosh signed a multi-year deal to stay in AEW.
Fuck. Fuck.
I know he's hoping he would come over so he can team with his brother, but it doesn't look like it's going to be happening anytime soon, at least for another 3 years.
But what is he? But he's not doing nothing over there.
I hope to God that Tony Khan has a plan.
RJ.
I know. And plus, I think his wife just had a baby too. That's why he's been off of TV.
He's so good though.
I know. And like, he beats the shit out of his opponents. A lot of those guys don't like taking bumps like that. Like physical. They don't like getting physical like that.
I'm so sad now, man.
That's all right. Because
I would think he would look at how his brother's being presented and it'd be like, ah, damn, I could get that too over there.
I think they gave
him more bread.
But they gave him more money, yeah.
Yeah.
Get a raise.
You know what?
And I think maybe Tony Khan probably promised him a push or something.
Probably.
So
he's good though. So hey, good.
He is good. He is good.
Hey, listen.
Bruce is one of my favorites, man. Shit, you can go up and down my old Twitter history. Roosh, I've been singing the praises of Roosh for a long time.
Listen, honestly, man, if it's about the bread, go get your bread, bro. I ain't gonna argue with you about
it. He's still young. I think Roosh is only, what, 29, 30?
Yeah. So, hey, man.
I hope
everything works out over there. Damn. I heard they fucking signed Brian Pillman Jr., though, WWE.
Yeah, they're finalizing a deal with him. That's good.
I don't know. I don't want this nigga, man. What him? He's a troublemaker. He's a problem.
No, he's not.
He's a problem.
How's he a problem? What's he doing?
I don't know, bro. He's a problem.
And he's in the right place to get his problems stomped out. You think Shawn Michaels gonna put up with this shit?
Nah.
No.
They're gonna try to like stop preventing from like. Yeah.
Nah, you know who to fuck with and who not to fuck with.
Yeah.
Tony Khan, that video with Roosh. It looked like Tony Khan was welcoming his boy to his to the team instead of an employer handling an employee, you know? And that's a part of the problem. A lot of these employers in wrestling want to be the wrestler's friends instead of being their boss. So Brian Pillman, any problems he might have? And trust me, they'll get squashed real quick. Think Shawn Michaels putting up with that shit? Hell no.
I saw that he wanted to fight Stone Cold.
Well, that ain't happening. You know what? Never say never.
Maybe
to finish the program that Brian Pillman and Stone Cold never got a chance to really finish. Brian died?
Yo, bro. Bro, does he own his Brian Pillman Jr. name? Like, he can use that anywhere?
That's his name.
No, I'm saying, like... Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's his name.
All right, so they won't re-debut him under a different name.
They shouldn't, but they probably will. I don't know.
I hope.
But if people know him as Brian Pillman Jr., then they might as well just...
Call him Brian Pillman Jr.
Fuck it.
His dad worked there. Fuck it, yeah.
He should show up like his dad showed up in ECW. With his back turned, his hand raised to the crowd. And then he's wearing the fucking leather jacket. They just has an interview with fucking, I don't know who the ring announcer down there is, NXT, but, or do something with Booker T or some shit. I don't know.
Oh, you know there what? You go. Yeah, you're right.
Brian's got the skill. He's got the skills in the ring.
Have Booker T do it. You're right.
He's got the skills in the ring. He's got the, he can tap it to both sides of his father because he used both shades in MOW. AWC, we never really got a chance to really see him do anything because he was on Dark.
WWE has the professionals to tell him like, yo, slow it down. You don't need to do that. You need to do that.
Well, Brian's not. He's not one of those guys that goes too fast in the ring, anyways. He's not a 1,000 miles per hour guy.
Okay, good. Listen, I just want him to. I just want to have a good tenure.
Oh yeah. I think he will. I think. Since AEW bombed, it bombed in AEW. It was crazy to me, man, because he was doing so well in MLW. And then all of a sudden, he didn't want to do MLW anymore. And rightfully so, because, you know, MLW is going through some uncertainties at the time. And AEW was this hot promotion rising up, especially around COVID. Like, there was a lot of uncertainties. But he rushed to get out of his MLW contract. They obliged, and he went to AEW to do almost nothing. The Varsity Blondes, they had potential. Then they wound up doing nothing with that. So, I don't know. Maybe he's got a fire underneath his ass, and maybe him being on the back burner humbled him a little bit. We don't know. So, I like the dude. I watched him wrestle for like a few years in MLW, and I watched him develop into something nice. So, hopefully he continues to do that. Hopefully, you know, he gets the right people in his ear and learns some good habits and not have bad habits. So, yeah, that's that. Yeah. Damian Priest. Oh, Shayna Baszler, Ronda Rousey. Shayna Baszler wants Ronda Rousey at SummerSlam, but she wants her in a fight. Not in that, she didn't say a wrestling match, a fight. So I'm thinking, what, fight pit? SummerSlam?
Right?
Hey, I think that could go hard. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that shit might go hard.
That's if they do it. Hopefully they do it.
And have them both actually bleed and shit?
Gonna make a bleed. John Moxley gonna pop up out of nowhere. Bleed.
That's the one time I'll be okay with blood.
I bet so. Damian Priest and Apollo Crews had a match. What did you say, Monty, a few weeks back? John Moxley acts like every match gotta be a death match.
He bro, every match is a death match. Every man he gotta bleed. My man took a forearm, bled. Bro. Yo, you deaf, right? Ain't no way.
After bleeding all that time, yeah, it's gonna happen.
I hate him.
Because
bro.
It's I hate the more you bleed,
so mediocre,
bleed.
Bro. I don't even know why Mox is getting astray right now, but he gonna get it. He fucking fucking bone, bro. I don't even got a receding hairline no more. It's just receding. There's no hairline.
That's probably why he. That's probably on purpose. He can blade. So you blade a whole lot more easier. That's how you blade. You blade at the hairline. You blade at the hairline and let it drip. So yeah, maybe. Skip my hair all the way back like a blade.
I'm gonna be having these cryptic fucking promos like he in the movie Insidious. Like, bro, what? You speaking in pig Latin?
My god.
Shut the fuck up. Maybe talking a whole bunch of nada and Wheel of Useless just nodding his head like a dumbass. Like, get the fuck out of here. Kind of Stiglione over there looking like an undercover fucking agent. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Ah, oh, man. I tell
my
you
man
what.
Brian Danielson, the dragon, bro, they extinct. Nah, let me stop. Like, bro, y'all speaking black of, cool combat dumb. Nah, I'm playing.
Oh, I'm playing. Burying BCC. Burying them boys 6 feet deep.
Nah, I actually fuck with Claudio, even though I hate that name. It's so annoying. And I fuck with
that's his real name.
Castiglione? No way.
Well, it's Castinoli.
No, Castinoli. That's right. There's no Iglione in it. I just think his name just... Sometimes I think his name is Castigli Ravioli. No,
oh, God. Oh,
boy. No.
Castigli Ravioli, huh? Oh, man.
Fucking Jason Statham looking ass. Boy,
I mean, she ain't the same name to Castiglione.
Huh?
It flows more better. Claudio Castiglione. It flows a whole lot more better. Honestly.
It does. It does.
It Castiglione.
My man got the same haircut and beard like Jason Statham. Bro, get your double ganger looking ass. Like, my man got the same half like bald head haircut like he do. Bro, no.
And that theme music, man. Oh my god.
I hate it. I hate his. I hate Bryan Danielson's trap song. Oh, my God.
Oh, that twerking beat. Oh,
bro,
man.
Daniel Garcia coming out here humping the air looking mad dumb.
You better be lucky you're not on Twitter right now. Because Drew tagged you in his entrance the other night.
No.
He did.
No, he didn't.
Oh, we leading the way. DG on top.
Ooh, ooh. What was the entrance?
It was him and Sammy from the other night. He came out there doing the fucking dance.
Oh, no. Fuck no. Oh, man. Bro, I was watching the match. I think it was a collision, I think, last Saturday. Not this side, because this side was kind of meh. But last Saturday, I think they had, like, the tag team, like, the Owen Hart shit or whatever. Yeah, they did. With Adam versus Adam Cole and,
Yeah, it was last Dynamite.
That was Dynamite?
Yeah, with Cole and... You talking about Cole and, Cole and MJF versus, Garcia and Guevara.
Yeah, he came out and he did it mid-match. I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I hate him, bro. That's one Rican I do not approve of, people. I'm sorry.
Is he Puerto Rican?
I don't even know.
Are you from Buffalo, New York? I don't know if he's Puerto Rican.
I don't know if he's Rican or not, but that's one Hispanic I do not approve of, people.
That dance. Sorry.
Sammy Guevara got me confused. I don't know if he's trying to become a sympathetic babyface or he's just sticking into this douchebag heel. I don't know what he's doing. So until he figures himself out, I'll let him be. I'll just let him be. I'm tired of bitching on him because it looked like he wanted to gain some babyface, like, sympathetic fans with the kids and all that shit he was doing leading up to the Four Pillars. Yeah. And then once that finished, he just went back to being a douchebag. So I was just like, all right, what the fuck?
Even though he was giving Garcia like dirty looks the other night.
Huh?
I said, even though he was giving like Garcia like dirty looks, like, oh God, I got tea with this fucking guy.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he did.
Up until the dance off, and then that's pretty much it. So I don't know what they could do with Sammy Guevara.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. But
the only reason why he got heel heat the last time was, and it was kind of his fault, was because he left the girl for Tay Mello. That was pretty much it.
And he did it on TV. Like,
yeah,
I'm sorry you blocked me for calling your girl a homewrecker. Like, she wasn't a homewrecker. Fuck you talking about? Nah, Sammy, answer me that. Just answer me that. Fuck you talking about? It's not like I lied. She was a homewrecker. You were engaged, bro. Fuck you. She just broke up a possible marriage and family. You don't know that. Like, what you talking about? How you get mad at me for? Take off your smile for that. What? Excuse my language. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for that to come out so like aggressive. But she a hoe for that. Fuck you talking about? What are you talking about? She knew you were engaged. She's a hoe. What? Am I not? Did the world become so soft lately that we can't just call some shit out for what it is plainly? That's a
whole yeah. Monty, don't you know we have to be politically correct?
Listen, everybody gets so offended off everything. To me, she's a hoe. I'm sorry, people. That's why he did was dirty. He did it dirty too.
Yeah.
He's dirty too. He's dirty for that too, because he was engaged himself. But she's wrong too, because she engaged in it too. She went further with it. She actually wanted to be with him too. So like, what? They both wrong. And y'all, I hate the people that be. She left her husband for him. Stop. Nobody would have never known anybody's like personal info if he didn't do that shit on live television. Exactly. So he brought that shit upon himself.
He did, definitely. He made that's his bed and he had to lie in it. And I think that's the reason why the fans is like really, you know, shitting on him for a while.
Yeah, because he's a shitty person.
Not for anything he did in the ring before he died. But once again, he brought that on himself because he was the one that introduced it. He didn't want to put his personal business out there. And well, hey, there you go.
RJ, that's like you doing something like, and it was like for the world to see. And then you go on TV as like a baby face. Like, ain't nobody gonna cheer you. They know all the dirt you did.
Right.
Like, come on. Like, I don't know. That's all. That was my only gripe, man. I don't know why he blocked me because I was right. And he was sensitive. But hey, man, you the hoe, not me. Like, fuck. You the one out here getting engaged and then going, oh, Tay, what's her last name? Conti, right?
Mello.
Oh, Tay Mello. Oh my God, Mello. There you go. That's all you, bro.
Ass.
Yeah, you
the culo.
Yeah.
Culo Grande.
And then he gonna do the same thing with Tay Melo on live television. I'm like, bro, this gonna learn.
We're having a baby. Learn.
Yeah. He's so stupid.
But... And he got Daniel Garcia's head between his legs.
Doing some, yeah. Doing that thrust shit, yo. It's the way he does it and the way his face looks. He makes a face when he does it. I'm just like, yo, you was so mug, bro. Get out of here.
That music don't make it much better.
It don't. And that's what, but that, you know what's the worst part? The music gets him fucking going.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Once the beat drops, he shakes his head and bites his lip and starts, I'm like, oh, I hate this dude, bro. Fuck. He pisses me off.
But you know what? That dance is starting to get over, though.
I know. People like it.
Every time he hits it, like, people... Damn it. I think this is all my fault. He probably hurt us, man. Remember I was saying last year, this dude had no charisma whatsoever. He's bland.
All now he's going OD with it.
He started showing up on Isaiah Cassidy's vlog that he be doing. And they be doing some risque shit on there, man. They be at clubs dancing with all these girls and shit like that.
Yeah.
And the kind of the origins of that dance kind of came from that vlog, from being on that vlog. And then next thing you know, he comes up there.
Start thrusting. Like, bro. No!
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
Yo, what else is going down for NXT tonight?
Oh, the six-man tag, Schism versus Carmelo Hayes, Trick Williams, and Dragunov.
Oh, I'm with that.
Dijak and Eddie Thorpe might have a match.
Oh, I'm with that.
Because remember, Dijak fucked over Eddie Thorpe last week.
I'm with that, though. But Dijak, I don't... Do you put over Eddie Thorpe because he is technically a new signee, or do you give Dijak a win for once?
They got to give Dijak a win, man.
I think so, too, man.
Because otherwise, he's going to be like Bray Wyatt and other guys, you know, all...
No, listen.
I'm this tough, badass motherfucker, but he can't get the job done.
Listen.
He always lose.
From now on, I know that's your boy. From now on, we do not mention Bray Wyatt on the podcast show. He's a bitch.
For what?
Nah, I don't know. He's a bitch. I don't know. Nah, man. Apparently, Eric Young was supposed to be in, like, a Wyatt family shit, and they just scrapped it.
Yeah, because Bray Wyatt was, quote-unquote, sick. Alexa got pregnant. And Vince McMahon came back.
Damn.
Eric Young did not want to work for Vince McMahon.
I don't blame him.
Quit.
I don't blame him. My man got signed, didn't work not one day.
Yeah, no. He collected, I guess, money and he dipped. Went back to Impact. Fuck it.
That's funny. He said, fine, nah, I'm whatever. Not doing that.
Nah, I ain't doing it.
I think the only way for Bray Wyatt to come back, they definitely got to do the Wyatt family.
Yeah, I think they have to at this point. Just get rid of the Uncle Howdy shit. Have Bo be with him.
Shit, I'm done.
Just have him and Bo and fucking... I don't know who else you get. Maybe Rowan. I don't know. Rowan's older. See. I don't know. I would say get newer guys, man.
Yeah, honestly. Who's gritty? Who's gritty on NXT? Who got that look that could fit him and Bo? Because Bo got to be in it. I agree with you. Bo definitely got to be with him now.
I don't know. I would say, Von Wagner would be good for that because he ain't got to talk. Bray Wyatt could do all the talking. But they want to make him a big baby face right now. So
and it's working for me, so I think you should let it roll.
Right, you got to let that roll. I would say scrap the Schism shit, especially since the Grizzly Young Veterans on their way out, and have Joe Gacy be with them. But then he's got to have a heater, too. He's got to have a big dude.
I think you should add Ava.
Ava? Maybe.
She could talk.
But they gotta have somebody that can wrestle, bro.
Yeah, she needs to look. She still needs to work in there. She could talk. I'll give that to her.
She could talk, yeah. She's got her father's, like, chops for sure.
Mm-hmm. She do. She do. She's honestly, if anybody ever watches Schism, like, a promo segment every week, she's handling the mic majority of the time.
Right.
Every time.
Which ain't bad. It's not bad.
No, it's not. It gives her presence, and it's like... Her opinion is her opinion matters to all of them.
Right. She's got to stay. She's got to say, excuse me.
Yeah, right.
Damn it. But I don't know. I don't know who you could put with him, honestly. But yeah, Bo, whatever they do, Bo's got to be with him. But as Bo Dallas, or Bo Rotundo, Bo Wyatt, whatever you want to call him, the Uncle Howdy shit, they got to scrap that. Just even Undertaker said it. If he comes back, Undertaker said you got to do, he's got to go back to his original character. And I agree.
What if you align the Viking Raiders with him?
You know what? That could be a new lease in life for those guys too.
Yeah.
My problem is one of them gets hurt every fucking time. So every time the Viking Raiders get some fucking momentum, one of them gets hurt. And it's like, oh God. But yeah, that's not bad too. That's not bad. Maybe they need to kick the Viking gimmick.
And Valhalla. And Valhalla. They could keep Valhalla as the name, and like Bray Wyatt could say like Valhalla is like Sister Abigail's like ancestors or whatever to make it all tie in.
It's funny, right? Because back when Sarah Logan was when she was Crazy Mary Dobson in the Indies, she was one of the girls I was like, man, if they ever do a Sister Abigail, she'd be perfect for it. But then they turned her into like a hillbilly, and I'm like, oh, what the fuck is this?
Right.
My PayPal said, I'm like, oh my God, why is she talking like she's from South Carolina? Like, oh, it didn't make any sense. But yeah, no, that's actually, she was actually a person that I could have seen fit in the Wyatt family back
I think day. I think the Viking Raiders joining him would be dope. Now he has the two big bodies. Mm-hmm. He'll have Bo. Yeah. And then you have the woman there, since Bliss isn't gonna be around for a while.
Yeah. And you can fix that problem when whatever Bliss comes back. But yeah, Bray Wyatt's gotta go back to what brought him to the dance. And that's the exactly the same, because I know why he said he didn't want to go back to being the original cult leader, is because he felt like he'd be disrespecting Brody Lee. And I totally get that. I understand that, because y'all came up with that together. But it's like some new twist and take on the Wyatt family, I think, could be pretty good.
Yeah.
So Bobby Lashley is continuing to gather up his army. He was with Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams. So
when?
Friday.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
Oh, no.
Bro, what the hell? What the hell?
He's recruiting.
Yeah, he had Street Profits last week. Melo, Hayes, and Trick Williams this week.
Oh, man.
Now, we didn't hear.
Get an army.
We couldn't hear what they were saying, but he was talking to them. They was in his locker room.
My man's getting an army. Holy shit.
Yeah, man, that is fucking nuts. All we gotta see now is Omos. Lashley, big man, I owned your ass a couple of times, but you know what? You work for me now.
Yep.
Let's go. Yeah. Oh my God, that man, if all those guys are going to be the players in that group, if he do Trick, Mello, fucking Street Profits, that alone is good. Probably, oh my God. Yep. Oh my God. That's crazy by itself right there. But then
you said that last week, that should be OD.
Well, that was even before they even had Mello, Hayes, and Trick Williams, man.
Yeah, that makes it OD.
But that just makes it even better. That's like, God damn, man. Shit.
My man Carmelo could be the U.S. champion. Bobby Lashley could beat the shit out of, pick up the bones from Roman. And then fucking Omos and Trick as undisputed tag team champions. Good gracious.
That'd be crazy.
And then you still got the Profits. Holy shit.
Yeah.
God damn.
Possibilities are limitless, aren't they?
Yeah, that's scary. That's scary. No one's fucking with that. Nobody.
Nobody.
You can't even. Once you get past Trick, you gotta go through Omos. Then you gotta go fight Mello. And then if Ford is feeling up to it, he'll just fight Dolo? Nah, bro. You're tripping.
Not to mention Bobby Lashley. Oh, my God. Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley.
Eating everybody's lunch for the last 10 years. Oh, forget it. Fuck it.
It's like fighting. It's like fighting Jiren when Jiren powers up and his shirt rips off. It's like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, goodbye. Good night.
We just fought five rounds. Now you're powering up and getting stronger. Nah, bro, I'm done. No, I'm not trying to die right now. No.
Yeah, no.
You won.
I'm good.
That's exactly how Bobby Lashley be looking and making me feel. When he be screaming, I'm like, nah, bro, you like Jiren. Get your big ass, fucking scary robotic ass, man. He be ODing like with that. When he did the spine busting, he be mad.
Me and Tommy looking at each other like, oh shit.
He be OD. He lifts him up and then he does. He look at the crowd and the crowd mad hype that he just did it. And he'll. I'm like, no. And then he gonna spear you fucking straight through. No, Bobby Lashley. Hey, he's so strong and fast. He'll spears through you, then spins. Like what?
Nothing.
Super Saiyan, what the fuck?
Bro, that spear is bro. His spear—he's got the best spear in wrestling, man.
Yeah, his spear is so beautiful.
That fucking spear that hooks that he rolls through, like that's it.
And then pins you mad fast, like bro, what are you?
I know, right? At the age of 48 years old, I think Bobby Lashley's 48 years old.
I know, it's so good, bro.
Bro.
I can't wait till they start giving all those guys a program. See what that's really like coming to.
Right. Which I think is happening soon. I think guys, the bloodline continues to dwindle. They're gonna need something else, and I think they're setting up their new big group.
Yeah, I like that.
So yeah, why not?
In the ashes
of the bloodline, you gotta have something else on the horizon.
Yep.
And you set that up, and there you go. You got something.
I'm with it.
So yeah, I'm with it too.
Anything else on NXT?
Gabe Stevenson is gonna make his decision.
Oh yeah, he's going to stay. Take his talents to NXT. Like,
I can't imagine them putting any TV time focus on him. Talking about he's going back to college, so I think he's probably gonna announce that he's sticking around. And yeah. I think Damian Kim should come out and whip his ass.
Like you said last week.
Yeah, like I said last week. Yeah, for fucking, you're my brother.
Why are you training with my enemy?
You bitch.
Yeah.
Get your ass in the room, nigga. Start beating his ass.
He definitely needs a manager, because I hate how he talks.
Who, Kemp? Yeah, Kemp needs a manager. It's like he talks like his balls hadn't dropped yet. And then he's got the tongue-tied thing going on there, too. Oh, no.
Yep.
That's a double strike there. Yeah, he needs a manager.
I agree.
Apparently, they got this girl in NXT now at the house show. She's like a manager. So maybe they can do something there.
Introduce her to the TV. Okay.
Yeah, maybe. And maybe have her manage some people.
Okay.
They could do a manager when they want to. Like, you know? Stokely Hathaway, when he was still there, like he did a good job with Diamond Mine. I thought he was cutting some fire promos.
Yeah, he was.
And Robert Stone does a good job with Von Wagner.
Yes, he does. He's actually making me like Von Wagner.
Right. And their dynamic is endearing.
Yeah, it works.
Because like Von Wagner kind of, you know, flexes his muscle on him, but at the same time, he fucks with him. He confides in him and stuff like that. And he sticks up for him, you know.
I like that he tells him he's annoying, but he's like, but you actually helped me push and get through it, so. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I like that.
Yeah. But yeah, female manager can work. That can work. That can work for a lot of, especially if she can talk. Most of these younger girls can talk. Get on social media and be doing this, that, and the other. You can talk. So yeah. I think her name is Olivia or something like that. The girl or whatever. But we'll see what they do. But that's pretty much it for NXT. I don't know what's Dynamite is gonna be Pac versus Gravity.
Huh?
Pac versus Gravity.
Who's he fighting?
He's fighting Gravity.
Who the fuck is Gravity?
Gravity is this luchador that literally popped up out of nowhere because I've never heard of Gravity before.
Okay, whatever.
I didn't know who the fuck Gravity was until last week. I was like, huh? So where did this guy come from?
Yeah, all right, well. I guess we'll see this random face pack and the whole pack beats his ass, so thanks.
Yeah, and I think they're gonna do the Death Triangle versus the Best Friends versus Combat Club sometime soon.
Oh my god.
Because of what happened at the Ring of Honor pay-per-view Friday.
So what happened there?
So Claudio beat Pac, right?
He beat Pac.
They had a damn good match. Wheeler Useless cost Pac the match pretty much. And Claudio beat him with the Rocola Bomb, which I love the fact that he's just using that. The Rocola Bomb is awesome. But yeah, like they went to go, you know, jump off Pac, and then Phoenix and Pentagon came out there and they was beating the shit out of them. And Penta, hey, Penta got himself in great shape. Shout out to Penta. Penta wrestling without his shirt on now.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Penta's in good shape. Damn good shape, man.
That's dope.
Yeah, they were fucking beating the shit out of the Blackpool Combat Club, and then the Best Friends just come out of nowhere and they get involved. So I guess we're heading for like a 3-way program between those teams.
Yeah, for the Ring of Honor Tag Team titles, probably.
No, because the Aussie Open has the Ring of Honor Tag Team titles. Kyle Fletcher and Mark Davis.
Yeah, Lucha Bros lost them.
Yeah, they lost them in that big tag match Friday. So it was a good match. Right, Aussie Open. You know, I know you said you was impressed with Kyle Fletcher when you saw him
Kyle Fletcher can fuck. He can look like, yeah. That's someone you don't want to fuck with on the streets, because he'll actually fuck you up.
Yeah, his partner's like this big, like, hockey dude, Mark Davis, so.
Oh, they won the belt?
Yeah, they won the belt, yeah.
Oh, cool. I'm cool with it then.
Yeah, they fucking killed Orange Cassidy. He fucking killed Trent Beretta.
I can imagine.
But they moved
Kyle Fletcher was killing Jungle Boy. No, was it Jungle Boy?
No,
Orange Cassidy was fucking killing. Oh my god. He was fucking him up. He was beating him like he owed him money that he didn't actually owe him. Like, he was fucking him up. Oh my god.
But he was emptying out the whole clip on him, bro.
Bro. And then reloading and emptying out that mag. Like, he was not playing, bro.
Nah, he whooped his ass, bro. It was great.
He barely beat him. He beat him by like a roll up or some shit.
Yeah.
That match. Like, that's how bad Orange Cassidy did have any offense.
All right, so hold on. I'm making sure I'm getting all this right. So, yeah, Pac is fighting Gravity on Dynamite. Also, the AEW International Championship is on the line. Orange Cassidy versus AR Fox again. Look, I love AR Fox. And for anybody tells me, yes, the match is going to be good, I know. But what has AR Fox done to deserve this title shot? And I love AR Fox, don't get me wrong. But he's lost every opportunity he's had since being in AEW.
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Yeah, Darby just coming up, do me a favor, and like, okay, they ripped that in there. But if I'm Orange Cassidy, I'm like, this guy's a fucking loser. Why would I want to fight a loser?
Yeah.
I guess maybe easy night for him, I guess. I don't know.
Yep.
But it's gonna be Claudio and Moxley versus the Lucha Bros and the Best Friends. So.
Oh wow.
So yeah, that's gonna be on Dynamite.
They got Swerve versus Darby.
Yeah, Swerve versus Darby. That should be damn good. Main match of the night, honestly. Those guys have been wrestling each other for years.
You know,
both of them are from the same area.
And yeah.
They've been wrestling in Defy, which is a pretty cool, you know, underground type promotion. So pretty cool. MJF and Adam Cole. I guess we'll cut a little bit of a promo or something on FTR. Man, I don't know how you feel about that, but they got to keep Cole and MJF together, man.
Me too.
They got to win those tag team titles, by the way.
Yeah, I say that too. I said that with you too last week.
Because FTR, in my opinion, kind of just, I don't know, ran its course. I think,
yeah, they're not doing anything.
I just think that Cole and MJF are hot right now, so just go ahead and give them the belts. So.
I agree.
Yep.
But people, that's about it for everything. Yeah. That's Raw, NXT, and what's going to be coming up tonight, and then a little bit what's going to be down for tomorrow night. So.
You want to do predictions for Great American Bash on Friday or anytime that you're free later on in the week?
Yeah. I'll definitely be free. I think I work, honestly, tomorrow. If you want to do them tomorrow, I don't know if you're up for it.
We got to see if they, They should have the card kind of shaped out, finalized by
Friday. Tomorrow. I know I work 2 to 11 Friday, so. We could do that if you want.
All right. Yeah, no, that sounds good, and we can go over what happens in on Dynamite and NXT. So.
All right, bet.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, you got that, people. We got we'll be doing predictions on Friday. So.
Yep.
We'll be right back on Friday.
Yes, sir. Well, you guys have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your week. Survive through this week. You already know. Make sure your life is too sweet.
Too sweet.
Yes, sir.